Welcome to another episode with Love for Everyone. Nothing matters. And so it is. In today's episode, we're going to explore seemingly paradoxical concept of winning without trying. This is not about apathy or laziness, but about a deeper understanding of effort and its role in our lives. Often we are told that to achieve greatness, we must strive, struggle, and push through obstacles. However, this concept of winning without trying suggests a different path, one that is less about force and more about alignment and understanding. The idea begins with a fundamental re-evaluation of effort. In many aspects of life, particularly in the pursuit of wisdom, peace, and mastery, effort can be counterproductive. It becomes interference, a barrier between us and our goals. This is not to say that effort is unnecessary in all contexts, but when it comes to certain profound aspects of our existence, like inner peace or true mastering craft, trying too hard can lead us away from our goal rather than towards it. Consider the scenario where, in our attempt to chase after something, we end up pushing it away. This is often the case with intangible pursuit like happiness, peace, relationships, or enlightenment. The act of chasing these states creates a dynamic where they seem to elude us continuously. The more we chase, the further away they seem to get. So how does one win in such a scenario? The answer lies in attraction rather than pursuit. To truly attain something, one must create a state of being where that thing is naturally drawn to them. This doesn't mean passive waiting. It's an active state of being that involves deep understanding, alignment, and sometimes unlearning of long-held beliefs and practice. It's about becoming a person to whom the things you seek are naturally attracted. But the challenge doesn't stop there. Implementing this concept in real life can be incredibly difficult. Our society is built on the ethos of effort and struggle. We admire those who work hard, who push through pain and obstacles to achieve their goal. Yet, they leave many overworked. This narrative is deeply ingrained in our collective psyche, making the idea of winning without trying seem alien, even impractical. Yet, history and experience shows us that some of the most profound achievements and states of being come not from relentless pursuit, but from a place of deep understanding and alignment. Think of artists who create masterpieces in moments of inspiration, scientists who stumble upon discoveries while not actively searching for them, or athletes who achieve their best performance when they're in the zone, not when they're consciously pursuing their limits. This approach to winning without trying is not a call to inaction. It's an invitation to explore a different dimension of effort, one that is more aligned with the nature of the things we seek. It requires us to understand that sometimes the best way to achieve something is not to chase it, but to create a space where it can come to us naturally. It's about understanding the rhythm of life and aligning ourselves with them rather than trying to impose our will against the nature order of things. In closing, winning without trying is about redefining our relationship with effort and achievement. It's an exploration into understanding the deeper nuances of how things work and aligning ourselves with these truths. It's a paradox that challenges our conventional beliefs, but opens up a world of possibilities where effort and ease coexist, leading us to achieve our goals in ways that are more harmonious, natural, and ultimately effective. Thank you for joining us on this exploration. Until next time, ponder this. What could you come to if you learned the art of winning without trying? Give this a 5-star rating, a follower, a subscription, wherever you listen. And merci from L'Enfant Yvon. And if you don't do it, as the podcast suggests, nothing matters anyway. Au revoir.